Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
I had a fantastic night on Saturday night. Was lucky enough to head along to the fundraiser for Gavin Holm on Saturday night, which was held at the Kildare Catholic College Hall. A lot of Gav's mates got together to put on a show because, of course, Gav is about to undergo some surgery for cancer. It was just a great night. Mm-hmm. A lot of love in the room, and particularly for Gav, who over the journey has helped a lot of people. So it was only right that we got the opportunity to help him. It was a great night, and they raised a lot of cash, a lot of love in the room, and Gav's actually on the line this morning.
How you doing, Gav?
Good, mate. How are you?
Mate, for this radio interview, I see you've done your hair.
I have. I did me a little blow wave and all that kind of thing to be ready. I think I look quite dashing, to be greatly honest. I definitely have the face for radio.
Don't we all? Don't we all? Mate, we just thought we'd get you on air this morning and recap Saturday night. That was just a great night.
Oh, it was absolutely mind-blowing, to be greatly honest. Like, it was just a fantastic night. Like, what the guys did for me and was just, like I say, simply mind-blowing. They were phenomenal, and it was a great surprise.
Did you have to pay for all those people to be there?
Well, actually, somebody said to me on the night, they went, do you know everybody here? I said, I know most of them. They said, oh, I didn't think many would turn up in that fashion. Oh, thank you. Yeah, right.
I've got to say, and I was going to say that the show was sort of thrown together, but it wasn't because they had been working on it for a little while. But geez, it was a bloody good show. It was a really good show.
Yeah, well, they actually only took, I think they did, it was 3 weeks, yeah. 3 weeks rehearsal to pull together. But they were dances and songs that we have done in previous shows that we've done for local charities and stuff like that. So they did just have to try to revise things. But still, after months of not doing songs and dance and a 3 week preparation, they were pretty bloody spectacular, I feel. Yeah.
It was a good show. Now, mate, so tell us about your story and what's ahead from you now. You had a bit of a run in with a cow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was working out on my farm and I was working with some steers and whatnot, and one walked past me and he blatantly turned around and kicked me in my left side. And I was quite sick for quite a few months, and we couldn't pinpoint what was wrong. And we did some blood tests and everything like that. And well, the cancer blood tests were off the chart kind of thing. I was suggesting something was wrong. And then a doctor suggested to do an abdominal CT scan, and they found a tumour in my left kidney.
Wow.
All right. So what happens from here? You go to Sydney for some surgery?
So now I'll go to Sydney for St. Vincent's Hospital on the 5th of February, and I'll go for robotic surgery to minimise the recovery period and all that kind of thing. It's magnificent technology. Like, the robot is, it's still manned by two doctors, but it's just so much more... so much better than traditional surgery. It's unbelievable.
And the aim of you've chosen this course of action so you can get back to running the farm quicker.
Absolutely. Yeah. The doctors said to me, they suggested this way because with the traditional surgery, basically you've cut from your belly button around to your spine, and they would have to break quite a few ribs on the side.
Oh.
To get their hands in. And they said you'd be actually a sicker man after than what you started with.
Yeah.
And having a physical job and even dance teaching and stuff like that, they said the recovery period would be quite big and you'd be sore for quite a number of years, if not longer, in pain just by the sheer cutting, if that makes sense. Yeah.
So the prognosis?
Yeah, really positive. Like, early detection has been wonderful. Like, they couldn't be more confident. I should hopefully avoid chemo and radiotherapy, and because it's been still isolated, so which is just makes me very, very happy. So I was really excited that early detection does make a big, big difference. So, yeah, don't muck around if you have an inkling and get to all your appointments and do it. Yeah.
So if you didn't have that run-in with the cow, you know, 6 months ago, it may go undetected for quite some time.
For quite some time. Like they said, luckily with this one, you feel the symptoms of being a bit sicker with the kidney being a working organ. It does feel a bit affected, and that and I have been feeling a bit sick the last month or so. But honestly, when they say things happen for a reason, if I didn't get kicked by a cow, I could have been a lot sicker man for a long time.
So you're avoiding the chemo?
Yes. They said with the surgery of removing the tumour, we should hopefully have caught it quick enough that we should hopefully avoid it.
Well, that's good because that apparently makes your hair fall out.
That's what I was going to say that on the night, but I thought, better be careful. I just don't want to lose my hair. they say.
And when he says hair, he means like singular hair.
I'm kind of like the Homer Simpson going on to people that don't know me, the two scenes.
mate, hope you got rid of the cow. You sold the cow?
Yeah, the sad thing is he was a very angry, angry fella, and I told him before I found out my diagnosis, so I do apologise to him. But hopefully someone around Australia has enjoyed the taste of it.
Well, mate, and the thing I liked about what you said the other night, the money that was raised on Saturday night, whilst it's going to help pay, go some way to paying your medical bills, you did say if there was anything that was left over, you were going to donate it to cancer research.
Absolutely. Like, that's the big thing about me is I'm all for charity and all for the hard work that charities put in. Like you guys all know, there's a lot of time and effort that goes into charities. And like I said, I'm not definitely not here to profit out of this. It's going to cover the medical costs because the robot being elective. And I want to make a difference. And especially, only being 34, I'd like to make awareness for cancer and cancer research. And I want to put the money that is left over back to charity so somebody else can have the opportunities that I've had.
Good on you, mate. As I said to you on Saturday night, you've been there for many other people over the journey, and it was only fitting that all those people in the room, not just the people that put on the show and organised the show, but all the people that attended and all the people that volunteered their time to work, it was only fitting that we had an opportunity to do something back to you. So, mate, you're entering this with an unbelievably positive attitude, and you've got a tsunami of people behind you. So,
absolutely.
With the support, I reckon we'll be kicking cancer in the big behind, mate. So,
in the big behind. Yeah.
Mate, we'll let you get back to the farm.
Yes, no worries at all.
And it was a great night on Saturday night. A lot of love in the room. And we wish you well with the surgery in Sydney, mate.
Oh, I couldn't be more positive. And like I said, thank you to everybody that came on the night. And even the messages and support was very, even if they couldn't come, was mind-blowing and very, very humbling. And I can't thank the community of Wagga and, everybody around the place too. Like, they came from 5 hours to come through the night too. So I was very, very thankful. And, I couldn't be more positive.
Go on, you, Gav. Well, thanks, mate, for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
No worries, guys. Have a good morning.
Good on you, mate. Bye-bye. Gavin Holm, everybody, after that big fundraiser on Saturday night, which was a great night.
He's a top bloke.
Yeah, he is a top fella.
He's outstanding in his field right now as we speak.
He's helped a lot of people over the journey, and it was only fitting that we had the opportunity to do something for him on Saturday night. It was a great night. And well done to everybody involved there, particularly the organisers and the guys on stage. It was sensational.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.